Sorry. Okay, we are up to the two dots, about halfway down Tesamid Bays. Fact the Gemara Vesuleka for Ika. Are there no more cases that Gittin and Shikur are equal? We said three. According to Rameir, we said four. We have many more. We're going
to
start with.
This is a really interesting thing.
Yes.
The way they argue about it. He says that Rashiv and Gamliel argued the Tanakhama and said they were human.
Did he bring the source of that?
No, he just says that. I can't tell you.
Okay, it could be. I told you I don't know. Arch Quellel was unhappy. I don't know. Right. Practicing about the Sulaka Vayakam. Ha'aymer Tnu Gatzela Ishti Yashar Shikuzela Avdi Umeis. Now, I'll be say the following. Rashi here is a very shrab shot. Tyson says Rashi himself changed his mind from this shot because it's very difficult. However, having said that, the Peshua does answer Rashi over here, and I will explain that as we go along. But if a guy says, give this get to my wife, or this star shikr to my Evet, Umeis, and he died before the get was delivered, or before the star shikr was delivered, lo yitnu lachamisa. One cannot free his Evet when he died, and one cannot divorce his wife when he died. So therefore, if he died before the transfer of the contract, the get, the star, whatever you want to call it, it's not valid. Not valid. Because dead people can't divorce, dead people can't free avodim. Tnu mana l'playni umeis, if he says, give a mana to somebody and die, and he died, yitnu lacha misa. Then they give it after misa, because it's divish chemera, and it's kiksuva kimsurim dami, it's like given, and there's a takana drabanon, that by shemera, a person can give a present posthumously. So there's a difference between get and shikhur and presents.
Why isn't shikhur considered a present?
Because it involved isurim. It involves being matur, the evet to marry a Jewish girl. There's a lot more in the evet than just the thing. There is a tzais, you were mechavim to a tzais discussion without realizing it. There's a mandiyama later on that says if the evet gets free from working, he automatically goes free from isurim also. So the tzais asks, let the present work and free him from working, and once it frees him from working, he automatically goes free. So I'm not going to get involved, but there is such a question out there. But pashtus, before we see that question, get has an isser involved. A shtir a shikr has an isser. He's also to marry a Jewish girl, and he becomes permitted to marry a Jewish girl.
What if there's no this person that dies?
Well, he's a ger.
Yeah,
so the Gemara will talk about it in the fourth parak.
By a regular case, when is it given over?
After he dies.
Why can't it be a second before he dies?
Because that's not that he didn't. Again, you asked me that locha. The locha is, it's when he dies. The Rabbanah made a takana that dead people can give presents. That's what he said.
Is it only Shkimara that he's sick?
Shkimara means he's dying. But even if he's dying, and he says, give this divorce to my wife, give this ishtar shekhar to my husband, it doesn't work.
Why doesn't the shlichus continue much?
He's dead. A shlich can't be better than the guy who sent him. Who owns the oven? The minute he dies, he doesn't own the oven.
It can't be
makabel
for the
oven
because it's...
Okay, let's give Rashi a chance, Tyson's a chance, Yeshua a chance. We're just learning it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why isn't this listed? And for the Gemara, Kiktani Milsa the Lesser Bishtaris. Milsa the Isa Bishtaris like Tani. We only list things that don't apply to any other star. However, if a Shlim Mara writes a star, that means he doesn't want to work with the mechanism of Shlim Mara. He wants it to work with a regular present. And that star hasn't been handed over yet. La Yitna La Chamisa. If he wanted to work with the mechanism of a star, so it has to, if and then he died, the star can't be given.
Shikhar could be done without a star?
No. Yeah. The Gemara's answer is, it's not a difference between get and shikhar and all money. There's cases of money that also don't work after death. And therefore, we didn't want to list that as one of the lists. We listed things that shichur and get are on one side, and all monetary things are on the other side. Bafadinechtim can work instead of two. Eight kusi is kusher. All those things we listed are special, unique halachas for shichur and get. Don't apply to any other thing. So we had a question. This halacha that one cannot give it after the guy died is a unique to shichur and get. Doesn't apply to money. And the answer is, yes, it does. If the guy didn't give a shchimarat present, he gave an other kind of present, which is a shtar. That means the shtar has to be given over to the guy who gets it. And if he didn't give it over to the guy who gets it, then it's not a present. So it doesn't only apply to get and shichur, applies to other shtaris as well. Therefore, we didn't list it in our brisa. Now, to understand this, let's stop for a second. The halacha is that by most cases, if you give a shliach something, you say, give it, it's like saying, acquire it for him, which means, zochen la'adam shleib b'vanav. However, by presence, the halacha is, the Gemara will say later, we don't take ten kisri. The guy wants to hold on to that possibility that he'll change his mind. When he's paying back a loan, and he says, here, give the money I owe him to him, the minute you hand it to that shliach, he's kind of for the guy who, and the guy says, give me back the money, he's not allowed to give it back to him. So if Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and Reuven goes over to the shliach and says, here is the money I owe him, can you give it to him? Once the shliach took it, he says, give it back to me, I'll pay him later. He's not allowed to give it back. It became Shimon's.
By
a loan, by a payback of a loan. However, by a matana, the halacha is, by a matana, 10 is not kisri. 10 is give it to him, and he'll get it when you give it to him. The owner wants to hold on to the right to change his mind.
The owner here, that's the...
Whoever is giving it is the owner, right?
Not the shliach, saying that he might want to give it back.
No, it's the owner. That's the halacha. So therefore, by a shtar of money, and you give it, you want to give a present, the shchimara wants to give a present, but he doesn't want it to work with shchimara. He wants it to work the regular way. So he says, give the guy a shtar. So it can't be handed over lachamisa because nobody was kind of it. It was a present. And presents don't work unless you say bizaycha for him. You didn't say bizaycha for him. You said give it to him. And by presents, give is not kisri. Now.
Because he said give?
What?
I don't get it. Because you said give?
Correct.
That applies by everything?
By presents. Okay, again, you didn't give me too much. Fine. Okay, Zakrashi. So therefore we didn't list it, because it applies to other stars as well. Zakrashi. Zakrashi, Begitei Nashim, we did that already. V'yitnu v'achamisa, v'afilu Rabbanon. Now here comes Rabbanon. The Amri Shechruy Avadim Schusulai. And shikru is not viewed as a present. Shikru is viewed as giving the guy something he deserves. Now here comes Rashi, says a big Kiddush. The shliach is zaycha, that the guy who gave it to him can't change his mind anymore. Reuven gave a shliach and said, take this to my eved. According to the Rabbanon, since it's a schus, as soon as the shliach gets it, he acquires it for the eved. Remeir said, it's a chayv. Remeir said, freedom is bad for an eved. Right? Most of them don't want to go free. Rabbanan said, most of them do want to go free. So therefore, when you give the shtar shichur to an eved, to a shliach to take to the eved, he acquires it. So the question is, why isn't the guy free? He got his shtar shichur. Reuven gave it to a shliach and said, take this to my eved. The minute he said, take it to my eved, the shliach was zaycha. The guy became free. So now, even if the guy dies, he already freed his eved. That's Rashi's question. Rashi's question is, how can you say over here that they shouldn't give it after death by shichur, since the Rabbanan say shichur is a benefit to the eved? So the minute the shliach got it, he acquired it for the Eved goes free. As Rabbanon said before, right, we had a machlokes from Meir and Rabbanon, if he can change his mind, and Rabbanon said he can't change his mind, because the Shliach acquired it. So then why doesn't it work like a
Misa? But I thought Rabbi said the word is to do.
Right. Shikhar is not viewed as a present. Shikhar is viewed like something he deserves.
That's the same thing as the Zuchiyah. It's a Zuchiyah.
Right. So that's Rashi's Kasha. So why don't we give it to the Eved? He's free already.
But I said, but by using the word Chenu, he's trying to say...
No, he's saying deliverance.
So why by presence, not by faith?
Because by presence, it's a Matana. And by Matana, 10 doesn't mean Zuchiyah.
Because
by a present we say 10 is not kizri. Because
you can always retract.
Right.
But if a why is like that, if it's a
it's what we translate the word to mean under different circumstances.
Is a present just in general a zchus?
Yes.
Or is. So
yes.
So let that overshadow the word to
do. The question is, what does the guy who gives it mean? It's up to him.
What?
The guy who's giving the present, it's up to him when he wants the present to kick in.
Oh, so even if it's close for the receiver, it's not going to kick in until the guy...
is willing to let the guy have the schuss. So by shikra, we said before that as soon as you give the shikra to the Eved, to the shliach, the Eved is free. We said, well, Yaxer, he can't change his mind. So Rashi's bothered. How can the Gemara here say that it doesn't work because it's after death? What do you mean? He gave it to the Shliach. That's Rashi's Kasha. Zok Rashi. Bafilu Rabbanon Da'amri. Shekruri Avadim Schusu V'zokim V'adim Shloi B'vanov. Nehi D'vahoki Zokim Begli Matim Hedr. Granted that he was Zeicher that he can't change his mind, but it doesn't work. The Eved is not free now. It just works enough that the owner gives up the right to change his mind. But the freedom doesn't happen until it reaches the Eved. That's what Rashi said. I mean, let's just listen to Rashi. We'll ask questions in a moment. Zok Rashi, when you give the shikhur to a shliach, the shliach acquires it to the point that the owner can no longer retract. But the Eved doesn't go free yet. It's in limbo. Enough that the owner can't retract, but not enough that the Eved goes free.
The owner has to be alive the whole time?
Yes. Till the shikhar arrives.
He dies in the interim?
It's not a shikhar. That's what the Mishnah, that's what it said over here. Zakrashi, even the miskadim, Sula have a shikhar or a shikhar, the Nafkalei Rishusim, and Eved Chayel Rishus Yarshim, it belongs to the Yarshim. Factitis, what kind of business is this? If the shliach is zeicher, he's zeicher. If he's not zeicher, he's not zeicher. Where do you get this partial? Factitis, Rashi himself changed his mind, and later on he explains it differently, that the guy never handed the shikhur to the shtar to the shliach. He told somebody, write a shtar and give it to my Eved. He never handed him the shtar shikhur. And then he died. We can't write it now. He's dead. It's not he handed it to him and then he died, because then Taisa says, as soon as he handed it to the shliach, the guy would go free. What happened is he said, write a shichur to my Eved and give it to him. They never wrote it. And he died. So what are we supposed to do now? When you give it to the shliach, he can be zeicher. It was never given to a shliach. Well, that's what frees the Eved.
The intent doesn't help.
Right. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus says Rashi changed his mind. This Rashi doesn't make any sense to Taisus, and therefore either it is or it isn't. Either he's Zaycha or he's not Zaycha. Where does this half business come in?
Now, this half business, at that moment, what is the situation?
The Eved's still an Eved, but the owner can't retract to get the star back.
And that's Rashi. Would Kabbalah be different? Or?
Yes. But an Eved can't make it. It's not so simple that he can make a Shliach Kabbalah, but yes.
So he's done so, but he can't
can't retract. That doesn't make any sense.
He's zeicher to the point that he can't retract, but he's not zeicher to get the eved free. That's what Rashi says.
Why not just say that he passed like Rabbi Meir?
We don't. We passed like Rabbanon. And this mission is written even according to the Rabbanon. This is Rashi's decide. Tyson says he doesn't get it. Either it is, either he's free, or it's nothing. Where does this half business come from? Therefore, Tyson says he never handed him the star. He told him to write one and get one, but he never did. That's how Tyson learns this Gemara.
And the Chiddush is
that you can't write it after he dies. Now, if he came by a present, if he says give him the money, you can give him the money after the guy dies.
He died before.
The Shrim Marat said to somebody, write a star shekhar for my heaven.
Okay, and then
he died. Yes, it's a schus. But you can't be zayt or something. He has to get the star shekhar. Commanding is not doesn't make the heaven free.
Before he died, that would work.
Again, and was given over to a shliach to take over, it would work. Correct.
If Shchimra says, give my money to so-and-so, that would be good.
Right.
What is the source of it has to have a star?
The Torah. The Pasuk. I hope so, I didn't law. The Pasuk. I hope so, I didn't law.
Oh,
hope so, I didn't law. It's a Parshas Kedosh. Her freedom wasn't given to her.
That's for
Shifcha, no difference, Evan and Shifcha.
And it was only given as a
star, it's talking about star. Now, the Bnei Yeshua wants to say the following aside. I'm just speaking it out. Not everybody likes the Bnei Yeshua, but Bnei Yeshua says. Bnei Yeshua says that Reuven gives the get a shtichur to the shliach. Says, take it to my Evan. It's a schus. Is it a whole never said to schus? The Eved doesn't know it's on the way. Meanwhile, he's not putting on tefillin. He's living with a shivchik nanis. He's an Eved. But the guy gave a star shichur and it was a schus. That means he became free. If he became free, he's doing averis.
No.
So he's just shagging. So he's doing averis with shagging. Again, he's doing averis. Zuck the Bnei Yeshua. That's why we do the half. His owner can't retract because it's a schus for the Eved to go free. But we don't want the Eved to go free now because that's detrimental to him to be free and he doesn't know he's free. He's still doing averus. He's not putting on tefillin. Not wearing tzitzis. Not learning Torah. So therefore, Zakti Bnei Yeshua, it's a schus that the owner shouldn't be able to retract. But it's not a schus for him to go free because he's still walking around like an Eved Kanani. It can take a year for the thing to be delivered. He sends it to China. Right. And the traffic is not good. For a year, he's walking around thinking he's an Eved Kanani. And acting like an Eved Kanani. That's how the Bnei Yeshua wants to answer Rashi. Therefore, we can split it. It's a schus for not retraction, but it's not a schus for... Correct.
Yeah, Shem's going to worry. He's going to be upset at him.
Okay, you talk to Hashem. I plan to talk to him in an hour, but I'm fine. Okay.
Is that the Tekana
Rabbanon? That he wouldn't be effective immediately? It's not a Tekana Rabbanon. It's not a chutz for him. That's what Bnei Yeshua wants to say in Rashi. Again, Tysus argues and says Rashi himself changed his mind. But to make sense of this Rashi, Zuck to Bnei Yeshua, it's a schus only partially. It's not a schus to go free right away.
Uh-huh. So you can get all the schusim in it.
And that's the Kiddush of Rashi, correct.
Yeah, it's a good thing you say because he's with me with the Shiva. He found out, he would have known that someone did this for him. He would be so upset the way he did because he's going to be so...
That's what the Bnei Yeshua is saying. That's what the Bnei Yeshua is saying.
Even though he's not going to be punished for it, but he'd be so upset that I live the Shema.
I don't know. Punishment, until you talk to him, I don't want to talk to him. Okay, fine.
38 minutes now, right?
Fine, I'm glad you're talking to him in 39 minutes. Right. Tenu mana l'pani zak trashi, Dibre Shchibe Rakik Suvim Kamsurim Dam. And the Tikkur Rabbanu made the Takana Shem Titarav Daital of Cholyoy. The reason they made the Takana is they want him to get. They don't want him to die because he's so worried about his presence. And Loya Muftel Shikayim Advarav. He has to be assured that his words mean something. Kik Tani Bahanak Dal Advar. Most of the less of Mishtar Shars. Gohom Most of the less of Mishtar Shars. Timaser Shtar Matan of the Shluchay Litnoi Laachar. Because by sending a star, he wants it to work like a regular present. And 10 is not kaschi by presents. He doesn't want the matana to work, so he gets there. By that time, he died.
So, like, what's the nafkamina
here?
I mean, who does it belong to?
The Yarshim.
The Yarshim,
yeah. The Shalach, back to the Gemara. The Shalach Ramesh made her above. The Rav Elazar sent the guy to Mishum Rabbeinu. I think Rabbeinu is Rav. Or I think it is. Shchim Mirash, Amar Kisu, Tupan of the Put. What? Okay. Shchim Mirash, Amar Kisu, Tupan of the Pliny. Write and give a man of the Pliny a mace. And Kaisen Vinaisen. I, Shchim Mirash, because Shemel Legamar Lak Naisel, Mishtar, Ben Shtar Lachamisa. Again, by saying write the star, he's saying I'm not going in the method of Shchiv Merah. Because if he was going in the method of Shchiv Merah, he doesn't need a star. By saying that, he wants it to work a regular way. By regular way, the star has to be given if that doesn't work. Rashi, Ela Bishtar, the Chimatzah Shtar Liyadu Liknino Bishtar, he should be kind of with a star. Rain Shtar Makhtad Lachemisa, the Apokalei Rishus of the Nisen, the Rishus of the Nisen was off. Yes. I can't hear what you said. Not by words, no. Correct. There's a walk of the rice that called Chikru, you that bought a kid, usurping.
Why is it Kitzu?
It doesn't really, that depends if Tank is Chi, Tank not Chi, I didn't want to get involved in that.
Yeah, but how can he override, he's a Shkidmira, right?
He has an avenue that he can use, the avenue of Shchiv Merah. Doesn't have to use it.
I thought you had to use it.
No.
Why not?
Why, yes.
Because that's the matzah he's in.
Only for his benefit that you use it, because we're afraid he'll get sick. If he's not afraid, he's not afraid. Don't think about it. Vayikil L'shma. L'shma, Star Shechro needs to be written L'shma. So Bishlam Mila Rava, Hainu Mailuchu Maybe. Right. One of the three things we listed was Bafanei Nechtav. That was because of Lishma. So it says Lishma as one of the things. Elul Rava, Kasha. According to Rava, why doesn't it say there's a fourth thing that Gitei Nashim and Shechruri Avadim are equal, both need to be written Lishma. Doesn't say that. Why not? We're looking for things that are equal. We have three according to the Tanakhama and four according to a mayor. We have many more. We have Lishma. Now, according to Rabbah, that's listed. By saying Bafanei Nechtav, you're saying Lishma also. But according to Rabbah, Bafanei Nechtav has nothing to do with Lishma. So why doesn't it say that Gitei Nashim and Shchur Rabbah are both in Lishma? And for the Gemara, Vesu, and furthermore, Bein L'Rabbah, Ikim Mechubar. We had this a few weeks ago, that if you write a get, and then you cut it down from a tree, you write it on the bark, and then you cut it off, it's not good. The Torah wants it to be written on something talush, on something detached. So there's mechubar. Both Shechruri Avadim and Gitei Nashim can't be written on mechubar.
What's it in the regular?
Yes, there's no such thing. And for the Gemara, Kik Tani Psula Drabanon, Deraita Lektani. We only mention things that are rabbinic. Bafanei Nechtam, Eight Kusi Pasul. These are rabbinic things. We're not listing biblical things. Therefore, We didn't list the Shema Mechuber because those are biblical requirements. In this Braisa, when we said Gitei Nashim Shekuri Avodim are the same, we were talking about in rabbinic things, not in biblical things. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ikilu Shema, the Shabbat Gitei Nashim Shekuri Avodim. So Mishlam of the Rabbah, the Matakanta, the Marlechu, maybe. Fishayim Beki and Lishma. The reason of the Fana Nechta was also because of Lishma. So I know Marlechu, maybe. Ikim Mechuber, the Pasuk of Tavayu. The Ksiv Chasav and Asan. Mishayim Mechuser, El Ksivu Nesina. Says by a Gat Isha. Yasa Zesha Mechuser, Ksitza. You have to cut it off. But the Torah doesn't want an act to have to be done between the writing and the giving. And if you have to cut it off, that means you're doing something else, and the Torah doesn't want that. The shikhur gamal Allah, and shikhur is derived from Xavier Shava, that you also can't have mechuber. Now, if you noticed, Rashi didn't say la la by lishma. When he got to mechuber, he said it's written by get, and we derive shikhur. By lishma, he didn't say it's written by get, and we derive shikhur. But the answer is, we know lishma from the word la, because of la. And it says law by shikhur. Chumsulay didn't law. So I don't need a Xerah Shava. The word law tells me it has to be written Lishma. So therefore, it's by Mechuber, I need a Xerah Shava to pass it from Gittin to shikhur. By Lishma, it's written by shikhur. Chumsulay didn't law. Law tells me it has to be done Lishma.
Yesterday we had law also in Rashi, the day before, right?
Right.
That's what you mean. Sorry, I don't want to test for you. I mean, I thought that was
we'll see in a minute. It puts everything together that I don't know by shikhur. If I know it by shikhur, I don't have to put it together.
So the reason you don't know by shikhur, you know what by shikhur is?
Because it says the word law. The word law means lishma.
Meaning, you know, that's not the
same way we learn it by get.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're
he's saying the answer.
Yeah, but I never asked him. It's no supposed to be. Only hear me pian guru.
Mm. You'll be talking to him in a few minutes, 31 minutes.
I was talking to him right now.
I mean, love, inherently the word love means the shmur.
Correct.
There's no such thing as a form getshifr.
Right. Well, yes and no. No and yes. We'll leave it for that for the sugya in the third parak. It talks about forms of getting.
And the same applies just that we have before. Do you have to watch every letter? Do you have to do it? It's all the same applied to no,
well, if they're not Bekiyan Lishma. That was because of Ein Bekiyan Lishma. My turn. Yes.
Lishma is the right, why would the Rabbanu come and say that a Kuzi couldn't give aid?
Could be aid, why not?
Aren't we concerned that maybe he's not going to do it Lishma?
He says before he writes it, I'm doing a Lishma.
Trust him.
Rashi Psula to Rabbanan, Mailchu maybe Rabbanan who that's a cool maybe b'panei nechtov. It's a rabbinic requirement. Eight kusi pasul to Rabbanan b'shtar shtaris. Eight kusi is pasul rabbinically by other shtaris. A kusi is a yid. That is the kindles to Mail Psula. We assume that the kusi is pasul when it comes to other shtaris. Our cause. Now, our cause is a problem. That's a biblical requirement that you can't use a geisha court for getting kedushin. And we just said that we only list rabbinic things. Our cause is a major problem. Our cause for kami poruch, the Gemara will ask, our cause psula deraisa. Sheina dusin kosher, if he sheina matars getting the kedushin. I can't have a court write a get. They're not in the parish of getting the kedushin. Rechvan amr v'kasiv v'nasan. Mishi yeshna b'chal nesina yeshna b'chal ksiva. It has to be done by somebody that's in the parish of Get. Welcome to parish of Perek Sheni. So the Gemara is going to ask, your answer doesn't answer our cause. It answers two of the three are rabbinic, but the third one was a biblical thing. Zuck to Gemara right away. Our cause shall have the Gechavim, the Psula Deraisahu. Our cause of a guy is a biblical psul. Uktani, it's one of the three. What are you answering me that we're only listing rabbinic things? It's not true. You're listing our cause, which is biblical. Zok to Gemara, the Eidim Mesira, Ukrib Lazar, Dama Eidim Mesira Karsi. If you remember, a few blocks ago, we had Rabbi Lazar's opinion that said, you don't need signatures on a get. Just has to be written by a cipher and handed over in front of Eidim. But if you remember, we said, if you have signatures, it better be the right signatures. Remember, Mezuyav Mitaychai. You can get away in a get without signatures. But if you're going to have signatures, you can't have puzzle signatures. That's what we said back of Abdallah. So what here is, you're using Gaisha witnesses in the court. Now it's written by a Jewish cipher. You're using Gaisha witnesses. Why is that get not good? You have Adam Asira. Adam Asira that are Jewish. Who cares who signed the get? That's not what makes the get. You have Adam that watched the transfer, and according to Rabbi Lazar, that's what makes the divorce. The Adam that signed are not necessary. The answer is rabbinically, we say, it's no good because we can't use Adam that are no good. It's better not to have Adam than to have bad Adam. That was Mezuyav Mitaychai. We had that on Abdallah Amar Aleph. So it's a rabbinic thing. A get done in a court is rabbinically bustle. It was written by a Jewish scribe. It was given over in front of Jewish aid. It just was signed by the court.
Why did they do that?
No, there's no reason to do that. That's what happened. So it's puzzled rabbinically. So that's why it's one of the three things. We're listing rabbinic sulam.
So if somebody writes a get, and he writes it down, have a good day, does that make him a...
What does have a good day have to do with it?
Nothing. If they write anything extra...
It's the signatures. Yes, and Rashi's going to explain why in a minute.
So you have it notarized, that could be a problem. Because that's really in our code.
You have kosher edik sima. I don't know if notary will make it worse. I don't know.
According to Lazar... Just notary. Oh, yeah, but his name is written on it, right?
According to Lazar, you don't need Adam at all?
You need Adam Asira.
And of course, I'm saying if you don't have Adam Asira, you don't
need
Adam. But if you do have it, you better make sure they're good.
Right.
Oh,
we had that, exactly. No, I don't mean that. I'm saying, like,
if you're going to do
something,
it's better not to have, right?
So, Kachi, Beidem Asira, Masis, the Makshu, Bashar, Shara, the Mishnah that says that courts are good by other contracts, not by Shikra and Get, because the Ike Adem Asira. Rablazu, with Amar Adem Asira, Karsi. Vain Tarklap, the Maget. You don't have to sign the Get. Vichi Kosav, Krav, Kosav, Aksivus, Aget, Ksiv. It's written on the writing of the Get. But loya chasimus yidei edim, and not on the signatures of the edim. Umasnisim b'shekosvik cipher Yisroel. And the Mishnah is talking about it, that a Jewish scribe wrote it. Hashmina masnisim, the mitre of Lazar b'mezuyav mitaychai, when it's false, and there's something wrong in the signatures. B'chasimus edim pasulim shupasul. Ay, v'yav agav d'hichshu eke hechshu edim asira. We have the edim asira. Why? Why did they ask for this? Once you have the two Adam signing, people will say, oh, it's a good get. But it's not. We need Adam Asira that reads the get. We might not have that. Because the guy will say, they let him sign, it must be good. We don't want that mistake to happen.
We might say that.
No, they'll say that these Adam are good. I don't need Adam Asira. Once you have signatures on a get, people will say, Rabbi Lezer says Adam Asira work. Rabbi Lezer says Adam Asira work also.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's the
truth. But that is, you don't need Adam Asira. Adam Asira, Karsi. But once you sign, people will say, now Rashi explains this better later, because according to Rabbi Lezer, you need Adam Asira. So he says, you might use those people as your Adam Asira. You'll say, they let them sign, they'll let them watch it too. That's how Rashi explains it later.
You do need Adam
Asira? So to avoid that Machloikas Rishayim, I'll say the following, as Rashi explains in a few moments, that you might say, they can sign, I can use them as my Adam Asira. Once you see that we let them sign, you might think they're good enough for Adam Asira, and they're not. It's not true. Because we see in the next line that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says that according to Rabbi Lazar, it's good bar cause. It's good. We don't worry about Mizuy of Mitaychai. Even our cause are kosher for gittin. V'yamar Rav Zeira, Yarad Rav Shimon l'shitasai Shreb Elazar, that made him a Sirin Karsi. Rav Shimon holds our Kreb Elazar, that ate him a Sirin is good. And therefore, I don't care that Goyim signed. Miklal, the Tanakhama, Sabra Lai. That means the Tanakhama obviously holds that you're not like Kreb Elazar. Your answer was, that it's going like a blazer, and there's a concept of Mazui of Mitaichai. Rav Shimon comes along and says, according to a blazer, guys, Adam are kosher for this, because you're using Adam as Zira. He's not worried about Mazui of Mitaichai. That means obviously the Tanakhama must hold that Adam as Zira is not the main thing, Adam Chasim is the main thing. Meaning, is there a problem with Mazui of Mitaichai or not? Rav Shimon says there's not. Must be the Tanakhama doesn't hold of Reb Elazar. Because Reb Zeira explained, Reb Shimon goes like Reb Elazar. And according to Reb Elazar, there's no problem in having Galatia signatures. And for the Gemara, no. You have to give me a chance. I get too interrupted. And for the Gemara, Iki Benayu Shemes Mevok. They both hold of Mezuyah of Mitayachai. They both hold that even according to Reb Elazar, rabbinically you can't have Galatia signatures. What Reb Shimon is saying is if you have names that are completely Gaiish, no Jew ever names that, then you don't have to worry about Mezuyah of Mitaychai. You only have to worry about Mezuyah of Mitaychai when people will say, he can sign, he can be my Eidah Masira. If it's so blatantly Gaiish a name, that no Jew goes by that name, it's called Sheamus Mufakim, real Gaiish a name, Christopher, so then, that's the machlokes. Both the Tanakhama and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold like Reb Elazar. And a Mesirah Karsi. Their argument is there any, and there's a Takana called Mezuyah of Mitaychai. We don't want you using Gaiish Adam, because if you use them for signing, you use them for Mesirah. Reb Shimon is saying, there comes a point that we don't have to be worried about it. These Adam are so blatantly Gaiish, their names are so blatantly Gaiish, that nobody will think that you can use them for Mazira.
But,
yes?
How does that help with the Mazira?
I lost
it.
That makes the gap.
Okay.
All the Adam and Mazira do is watch the transcript. They don't have to read it. They don't have to know anything about it.
They watch that the document's correct, right?
No, Adam and Sira don't have to check the document. Correct.
What does that mean, Adam and Sira?
That means the get is now a kosher get with the Adam and Sira.
Okay, good. Now, the transfer of it, where does that fit in?
It's just the Davish of Erevah needs to Adam.
Where are they? I mean, if you want Adam and Sira currency, what is... still need
to Machlokes Rishonim, but Tyson's sheet is you have two Adam that watch the transfer without getting involved in details. They don't have to know the gap, they don't have to nothing. They just see the guy handing her a piece of paper.
But so there has to be Adam for that.
But they're not Adam Mysterium because they don't know about the gap. They don't read the gap, they don't know anything about the gap. They just are there to watch the Mysterium.
You're not saying
Eidei Chasima Karsim. You're not saying that. That's Tyson's Hashita. The Riff argues.
Do you have
Eidei Chasima
from the Goyish court? Is that what we're
pointing out? According to Reb Shimon, if you have Eidei Chasima from the Goyish court that are blatantly
Goyish
names, then it's
Mezuyah
of
Mitaychai.
They are blatantly Goyish names. Tanakhama says it's no good. Reb Shimon says there's no Mezuyah of Mitaychai. I'm blatantly Gaiish
in it. Okay, can you do that? Can you use those in Eretz Yisrael?
What's the guy doing in Eretz Yisrael?
Because there's nobody giving the get over that in front of the Nachman.
We're not talking about Shlichus now. We're talking about a different thing completely. A get's being written by a Gaiish court sign. This is not a case of Shlichus.
What happens
initially? Well, we can't say before. It depends. If there's no Mezuyah of Mitaychai, is he hold like a blazer? Is he hold like a mayor? It will depend on a whole bunch of things. According to Reb Shimon, if it has blatantly Gaiish names, and the aide says Befanai Nechtav, doesn't have to say Befanai Nechtav. Can't. Befanai Nechtav is meaningless.
Because the Chasima is not a real...
It doesn't mean anything. You don't need Chasima.
Right. about the fact that it has to be written in the Ksav Ashuris?
It is. A Jewish cipher wrote it in Ksav Ashuris.
It's not listed. It's not listed as one of the things.
Because I don't know if it's an Akib, we'll see that in the Ninth Barak. We write it that way. By the way, we don't even write it in Ksav Ashuris, really. We write it in block letters, but it doesn't have to be the way a Sefer Torah is written exactly.
But any kind of regular star, that doesn't need that, right?
Sure not.
The assumption
is that it's not by Gittin. By Gittin, it's not Ksav Ashuris. It's block letters.
No, that's what we do today, but back then.
I think the Gemara talks about it get written in Greek.
Right.
If the names are ambiguous, is the concern that we'll do some of them without having any idea who they are, or that we'll think these people are Jewish?
It seems that you'll think that these people are Jewish.
And so they could be
Mekayim. Quaker Shimon. Quaker Nakamba, all Goyim are not allowed, because we're afraid you might use them. Even ones with clearly Gaish names.
Even though we know who they are.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Af'e Lugiti Nashim Sharon Bechaisman, I've become with Gaish signatures. I'm Reb Zera, Yard of Shimon, Ba'akshul of Eidim Asirah, Shakasta Sefer Yisrael. A Jewish scribe wrote it, and there's Eidim Asirah. Mechal the Tanakh Kavan Savit, Loikar Eidim Asirah. And later Chasimah, so Sul of Zeraisa, so Taichab Sal Zeraisa. Eikah b'nayah shemus mepokim, kloimar. Tanakama b'shitaseh d'Rav Elazar koi. Tanakama is going in the sheet of Rav Elazar. U'madrabbanon u'tapasli. It's only possible rabbinically. Dilma asi l'mismach hachasumim. You might rely on those who signed. U'lamasre b'fneyev and give it over in front of them. V'asir ab'shimen l'meymar. Im shemus mepokim d'ayvik hachavim heim. If these are blatantly Gaish names, She'en Yisrael and Zikroim Ba'is and Shemus, no Jew goes by that name. Lav Ha'inim Mezuyach Mitaychai. Like, I don't know any Jew named Kyrie or LeBron. I don't think any Jew would name that. It's a Gaish, a blatant name. Right? All the names of people of color are like blatantly Gaish. They make up names. Like, there's no Shaychas. John and Joe, you can have hidden names. But you're not going to have a guy named LeBron. It's not happening. The Maida remembers the Kula Amiyadi that the Chumim. Everybody knows the guy.
The Layasi
Lemit Mechalayah, the Layeda Mesira. Yes.
He didn't know who LeBron was.
Who didn't know?
YY James. What's his first name?
The
guy.
Yeah, YY
Jacob. Why
didn't know
who he was?
No.
You had to tell him.
Yeah. Mandy Klein told him.
Were you there that day?
Yeah. What?
You there?
Yeah, I was there. I spoke. You don't remember my speech. I'm very insulted. You only remember Y.Y. Jacobson's speech. You don't remember mine. I'm very insulted. It just ruined my day.
You
can say for Rebbe, I'll make him. So to review what we have here. The Braita said three ways that Gittin and Shichra is the same. Remeir added a fourth. And what we've been doing for the rest of the Amid is trying to find out there are more cases. And we've answered them by saying some are Poet Shtaris, some are biblical, we only list rabbinic things. And because of that, we got involved in our cause. That L'chaira seems a biblical problem. And we answered it as Edom Assyrian, it goes like a blazer. It's only possible with Rabbanon because you might use the Edom for Masira. And there's a machloikas, whether blatantly Gaisha names, is there a psula mazuyah mitaychay or not. That's what we've done till now. Frank the Gemara. Bachazara de Raisa, Uktani. In the fourth case, Remeir's case was, if he sent a get to the woman, or a shikru to the Eved, since it's not a benefit for the Eved to go free, that's Remeir's opinion, therefore the owner can still change his mind. Right? By money, it's a benefit. Therefore, the owner can't change his mind. But the problem is, that's a biblical law. That you can change your mind by a non-benefit is biblical. Not a drabbanadika thing. It's a biblical thing. That whenever you send somebody to do something detrimental, it doesn't work till it gets done. So why is that listed as Remeir's fourth? We're only listing rabbinic things. That's a biblical fact. That according to Remeir, shichur is detrimental to the eved. That's Reb Meir's opinion, and therefore you can change your mind, and that's a biblical law. And we just said we're only interested in listing rabbinic laws, not biblical laws. Frech the Gemara, b'chazara deraisa uktani. Rashi, chazara ratzel lagza b'shneim l'Reb Meir psula deraisa. That's biblical. Look, even the batul mishaleach l'shluchus of the shliach, since the mishaleach was mevatul the shlichus of the shliach, nimtza she'ein shlucha is not a shliach, ve'ein kan gerushin, klal, there's no gerushin. V'hainu deraisa. And he didn't give it, not him and not his shliach. That's a biblical law. He changed his mind. And therefore he's not his shliach anymore. And we don't say that freedom happened right away. Because it's detrimental. So that's a biblical law. If I send a messenger to do something detrimental to somebody, and I change my mind, he's not my messenger. Now, if you learn it's beneficial, so he doesn't need to be my shliach anymore. He's accomplished what he had to accomplish. But if it's detrimental, he has to work as my agent, and I can remove that agency. I can say, no, I changed my mind. For instance, get. Everybody agrees by a get. A guy sends a get to his wife. Till it's delivered, she's not divorced. And he can at any point say, forget it. Which, by the way, is a whole sugya of the fourth parak. Can he say, forget it? The shliach doesn't know. The woman doesn't know. She receives the get, thinking she's divorced. Reuven appointed a shliach to take the get. The shliach is on his way. The guy says, nah, I changed my mind. I don't want the shliach to work. I changed my mind. I don't want to divorce my wife. Now, the shliach is on his way. His text is not working. His phone's not working. How is he supposed to know that the owner pulled the plug? So that's the sugya in the fourth parak, which we'll get to in
Mitzvah. We're done both by get and by shichur?
Well, the Gemara talks about it by get. If, according to Meir, it would be the same by shichur if it's,
right.
Because it's detrimental, yes, 100%. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a great Shabbos.